Welcome to the Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprint, Don Nikoloff. Todd, you are a sponsor of my show, and I want the listening audience to know that you are one of several people making my appearance on this network, as well as the beginning of my Evident Footprints show on another network. You were responsible for putting me on the air, and you know I'm appreciative of that. And you have a long history of providing products to the people out there who are in need of, let's say, supplements that they aren't going to get through the mainstream methods, you know, going to the grocery store. Certainly health food stores carry certain types of products similar or comparable to what you have, but you targeted in on some areas that really met the needs of people in light of all the things that we have going on with our food and our water and our air and medicines and all that. And not that you're a doctor or not that you're claiming that you have healing substances that you market, but you are providing the essential nutrients that the people require in their diet. And your approach has been to build up the immune system and to offer a form of protection, an alternative, if you will. And I'd like you to tell the listening audience at bbsradio.com about your company and about some of your products.
Yes, Lameco, we've been in business for over 17 years. I've been in the health food business for over 24 years. And it's when we first started off in the business, our concern was, you know, we've always been into nutrition, and we've always, you know, been into, we've been very active in our lives. We skied, we played, even 20-some years ago, we played, you know, baseball and football, and we did skiing, and I played a lot of tennis, which I really still do today. But we found that the longer I'm in this business, the more important it becomes because people are getting sicker and sicker. I mean, we are actually in a crisis mode right now, the United States. The United States is literally in a crisis mode. So what we do is we don't cure anything. We want to prevent people from getting any diseases, any metabolic diseases, and cancer and diabetes, which is all going through the roof, upper respiratory, heart disease, et cetera, and et cetera, is just running rampant. Right now, our children, the parents today are healthier than their children, and that's really a fact. We're the sickest nation in the free world. We have the highest, we're one of the highest countries in the world. They have birth defects. We have one of the highest countries in the world of people who lose their children during birth. Our cancer, like I said, is going through the roof. Our diabetes is going through the roof. And it's just progressively getting worse and worse. And there is an answer. There's definitely an answer. And that's what we concentrate on. We concentrate on preventive. Because we can't claim to cure anything, but I think the best cure is not to get the diseases in the first place.
Yes, so that's true. Go ahead, Todd.
No, you're right. I mean, it's not. That's always been our philosophy here at Lameco International, And what we do is we put the best products or team up with the people who have the best products. We do it to give them the fairest price. And we've got some wonderful results. This is a marvelous business to be in, Don, because, you know, you sleep good at nights when you get calls saying, oh, thank you, this helped me, that helped me, I was this and now I'm this, and I couldn't do this, now I can do this, you know, et cetera and et cetera and et cetera. And the children today is really in a crisis. This is what really disturbs me now, is children are becoming sicker and sicker. I mean, they're developing coronary heart disease and upper respiratory problems, obesity. These are kids at ages of 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. And what is our government's answer? Well, let's see. Let's put them on Ritalin if they're hyperactive. Of course, that's a second-class drug, and that attacks the nervous system, and we really don't know the results of that down the road many, many years from now. Let's vaccinate these children. Let's vaccinate them when they're born. Let's give them a series of usually 10 shots. And by doing that, of course, autism has gone from four cases out of every 10,000 to 167 cases. To 167 out of 10,000. So it's actually the figures are going to come out, they're even going to be worse than that. So it's just one thing after another, and none of these are being addressed by the health industry. They're certainly not being addressed by the drug industry, other than take more drugs. I mean, let me ask you a question, Don. How many people do you know, let's say from, we'll take two age brackets. First of all, we'll take an age bracket from 40 on up, who are not on some kind of a drug or prescription drug? Do you know anybody of your personal friends or family who are not on drugs?
Including myself, I probably know firsthand one person, maybe
okay.
Two.
And
that's not many. I know a lot of people too.
it's appalling. And then you'll take the young children. Let's take the teenagers from. We'll start them off at 16 to 20 to 25. You know, these kids are taking all kinds of different types of drugs already. Let's take the young children. The young children, like I said, who 25 are, it's the statistic, the last statistics I looked at, 25% of the children are on Ritalin. Now that's insane, because they're acting like children.
I taught school, and you know, I taught from kindergarten all the way through college level. And when I was teaching in some of the grade schools, music programs, I would come into contact with, it was maybe 30 or 40% of some of the kids in the private schools where I taught, where these kids were on some sort of prescription drug like Ritalin, we'll use as an example, and actually witnessed two kids who were showing a propensity and had threatened to commit suicide. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about kids up to the grade level of second grade. Now, there's a serious problem when a second grader is talking about committing suicide.
And
very
suicide,
serious problem.
Yeah, and suicide today is as high as it's ever been in history among teenagers today.
Yeah, well, we're talking about a second grader here. I mean, that's
serious business.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a second grader. I mean, it's unthinkable. I mean, it was unthinkable in my day, that's for sure. No, everything is turning, and it's turning upside down. And it all comes from the water we drink, which is the fluoride in the water, and other chemicals that are in the water. I suggest people get a pen, because I will tell you some things that they might be able to look up, and please, let me say this to you, to the audience out there. Don't believe a word I say. Don't believe anything I say. Just go check it out yourself. And we have if people call us up, we will give you a packet of different websites and et cetera that you can check out yourself. All we ask is $3 so we can mail it. And take the time, take the initiative to do this, because your life is in danger. I mean, you are in danger and your family's in danger. And that may sound a little crazy, but it's not. I can't emphasize it too much anymore. Being in this business as long as I have, things should be getting better, not worse.
Now, Todd, before you give out that information, I would like to quickly give out our phone numbers, because I'm anticipating we're going to get some calls here, and I want to encourage the listeners to call in if you have a question for Todd Metallo. Our toll-free number in the United States is 877-876-5227, and our toll-free number in U.S. and Canada is 888-815-9756, or you can call our direct line at area code 530-876-3222. Now, Todd, do you want to give out your web address, your website address, as well as your phone number?
Sure. If they want to call us, our phone number is 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565. And they can go, our email address is Lametco, lametcointl.com. That's www. So just so you know.
Well, that's your website address, not your email.
Yes. We're in the East Coast, so our hours are from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Now, you had mentioned to me that you were in the process of getting 24-hour-a-day phone service so that you could take orders, you know, like during
right.
shows like this that
That's
happen
right.
late
we're,
at night.
Right. We're starting to expand and to go on talk shows like yourselves, and we want people to have the ability to call us morning, noon, or night 24/7. So that's what we're working on right now. We hope to have that accomplished by the first of the year. But we think... because we think the need is becoming more and more important. People need, and we also, I like to emphasize this. We like people to call and talk to us. You know, ask us questions. We're not doctors, and we don't claim to cure anything. But we work with the finest people in medicine there are, and some of the finest researchers that you can possibly hope for. And, of course, we've got a lot of results from people who've taken our products. We've got customers who've taken our product for 17 years, and that's saying something. We were the first ones to come out with a whole leaf aloe, cold process whole leaf aloe. We were the first ones to have that, and, of course, we still have that today, and that's one of the best products you can take anywhere. It's so good. You can do a show. You can almost do a show on each one of our products that we have, really. There's so much to talk about. But
that's a great idea. You know, should do that, and then I don't have to work so hard. Todd, I wanted to let the listening audience know, you know, I've been taking your products now for about a year, and I can tell you everyone around me, you know, my friends, some relatives have been getting sick, and I've talked some people into, signing up. I'm not, you know, forced it upon them with a gun to their head, so to speak, but I've encouraged them. And the people that I know that are taking your products have not gotten sick, neither have I, even though everyone else seems to be getting sick. And those are the ones that are following the allopathic methods of taking mm-hmm. prescription drugs.
Oh, that's right. Right. You know, one of our products we have what we call is our first line defense kit, and we are the only people in the United States who can handle this. And this is a highly concentrated, pharmaceutical grade green tea. And there's over 20 years of research in this product. And it shows to one of the main things it does is to attaches itself to the cells so viruses cannot penetrate the cells. And that really is a plus because obviously if the viruses can't penetrate the cells, then you don't get sick. And I've been taking that now. We've had that product for 4 years, and we worked very hard to get that product and to be the exclusive ones to handle it. And the results have been absolutely, absolutely tremendous. We've got people who've been on that product from day one almost and won't get off of it. Because, see, in my household, we don't believe in any shots. We never take flu shots. Never. We never give the children shots. Now, let me explain. I don't have children now. I've had children a long time ago because I'm 66 years old. But my children, my son, my two sons and my daughter, we've got five grandchildren, and none of the children have gotten their shots because they're so toxic. And you want to talk about a show that'll make you turn white is listen to what people have to say, the real experts, on these shots that these children are receiving with the mercury in these shots and the various things in them it's just awful. Believe me, that's not one show. That's five shows. It's absolutely terrible. And that's why autism. Why do you think autism has gone through the roof? Autism has gone through the roof. I mean, four children out of every 10,000 births had autism. Now it's one out of every 167. I mean, hey, those are serious figures. And I remember my wife was a school teacher. She's been a school teacher for 28 years. And they never remember seeing, very rarely that they'd see an autism child. Now they have classrooms with all autism children. And that's only one of the other things that are happening to these children. But you know what? The people believe what they hear on TV, and they believe their doctor. Now, all doctors are not bad. We all need doctors for certain things, and the medical field has done wonderful things in a lot of ways. But they're not schooled in prevention. They're not schooled in vitamins and minerals because, first of all, 75% of Americans are dehydrated right now. Almost all Americans, at least 50 to 75%, are mineral deficient. So what happens? If you take a vitamin, the combination works in conjunction with the minerals. If you take vitamins and you're mineral deficient, you're not going to absorb the minerals, the vitamins, that you're taking in a proper way. So you must have the minerals. And most people are mineral deficient. Why? Because there's no quality in our foods anymore. I mean, most of our food is dead already. And by the time we get it, that's even before we cook it. So, you know, and the water you drink, the water I'd like to people Google in fluoride. Go to Google and Google in the word fluoride and see what comes up on fluoride. It'll shock you. And then we have chemtrails. For those of you who believe it or don't believe it, go to chemtrails, Google in chemtrails, and see what comes up. And what they put in there, and that's been proven and tested. I mean, it's astounding how we're being bombarded with all these chemicals through these big companies. And of course, our pharmaceutical company is the biggest lobbyist in the world. It's the biggest money maker in the world, and hey, they don't want you healthy. They want you sick. Because if you're not sick, they don't make any money.
Yes, so and you know, I'm glad you mentioned chemtrails. You and I have talked about that on past shows, and you know, I had since you and I talked last, I had the opportunity to talk to some firemen in my neighborhood who were handling an emergency down the street where one of these ballast-type electrical transformers blew on a telephone pole and started on fire, you know, and they had to seal off the area, and the mm-hmm. electric company had to come and replace this. Mm-hmm. So these guys are in all their fire gear, you know, and, you know, hats and coats and boots, you know, whole nine yards. It was about 95 degrees out that day. And I looked up at the sky, and there was a plane just spraying the skies like a checkerboard pattern. And I looked up there, and I said, this is government at work, or shadow government. And I pointed up to the sky, and I said, do you know what those are? And one of the firemen said, oh, yeah, those are contrails. And I said, you don't know much about what you do, do you? You don't know your job very well, and I know you're here to put out fires, but they're polluting your sky, and they're poisoning your family and you as well. And and I explained the whole concept of chemtrails to these guys, and they'd promised me they were going to go online. But you would be amazed that people in government, especially in the emergency services, you would think they would know at least the sinister side of what's going on with that. And they were just in shock when I described to them all the various viruses and extraneous components, metals and red corpuscles and all these things that they found in that sample that was dumped on the last year or a year or so ago, May of 2006. The whole family came down ill overnight, and the whole house and their car was covered with this substance. And then, more has come out recently. I mean, people have found parasites in their bloodstream attributed to that.
That's right.
So you know, these are serious matters here, and the government is going to cover it up. Now, my guest tomorrow night, Ken Adachi, just told me about a scientist that wrote him a nasty letter after he had written about chemtrails, telling him that there's no way a plane could fly and spray that stuff through the engine. Well, they're not spraying it out the engine.
No.
I mean, this guy was a complete idiot, you know. Uh-huh. And eventually he just told him off and told him, you know, it wasn't even pseudoscience that this guy was promoting. Ken never said that they're mixing this in with the fuel. Obviously,
right,
you know, he would be...
No.
Idiotic to even imply that, but that they are spraying it through special aerosol nozzles affixed to the wings, and the tanks are located in the area of the laboratory equipment. I mean, this has been reported on the internet by a technician, a mechanic who found it, you know, and then was harassed.
Too. I mean, they've tested it too, because the sediment falls, and they've tested it, and they've proven it without a doubt. I mean, look, let's just talk about upper respiratory for an example. Why is upper respiratory infections going through the roof? Do you realize that the Americans, we're talking about America now, we're not talking about the world. America averages 100 billion colds a year. 100 billion, that's with a B, colds a year. 100 billion, not 1 billion, 100 billion colds. And there's 300 million people in this country. I mean, why are we getting
I'm not one of those people. So somebody took my three colds away, you know.
Right, that's right. But my point is, I mean, you know, between heart disease, the things that here's where we're going in epidemic proportions: upper respiratory infections, diabetes, cancer. Heart disease. AIDS has not gone away. You notice you never hear anything about it, but it's alive and well, I guarantee it. Tuberculosis. There's even been even advertised on Lou Dobbs. He had the guts to tell people this, that there's over 7,000 cases last year of leprosy. Leprosy. Now, when we have everybody
coming
across...
They say that's
coming
from us. Yeah, coming across the border.
Sure. You have... People are coming across the border. We don't know how many diseases they're bringing over. It's not just there's many people not just from Mexico, but from other countries that are coming across the border. I mean, this is a deadly situation. And they're bringing viruses and diseases that we're not ready for. Well, if you don't have a good immune system, you know, look out. And where do these people work? Where do most of these people go to work? They work in services. They work in, number one, restaurants, hotels, hospitals, daycare centers. I mean, it's a breeding ground for all of these diseases. And if our immune system is down and you're not taking care of your immune system, then you're in big trouble. I mean, they want to nuke all the food. Well, when you nuke the food, there's no nourishment left. Now, they say, oh, it doesn't affect that. Well, that's an out-and-out lie, period. That's an out-and-out lie. If you believe that, I got some land in the Mojave Desert to sell you some real oceanfront property. So you know, it's very important. People have to know, what people have to realize is, why is this happening? Why is cancer going through the roof? Why do they say in the next 4 or 5 years, every man will start having prostate cancer? It used to be 1 out of 100 and something. Now it's 1 out of every 3. They said another 5 to 7 years, everybody will get prostate cancer. Another 15 years, every 20 years, everybody will have cancer in some form or another where it has to be treated. I mean, this is absolutely insanity. I mean, none of this has to happen. Not one. That's why
they have these new diseases.
Yeah, plus all the new diseases is right. I mean, tuberculosis.
Well, they're inventing diseases.
Oh, certainly.
The one that gets me.
Yes. Yes, there are. Why are all these? You're right. Not to interrupt you, but why are all these new diseases popping up, Don? Do you know?
Well, it just gives them another. I know two reasons. Number one, I mean, they're creating the diseases in labs. Some of them. Some of them are offshoots of the side effects, or they're what I would call retro diseases built into the vaccines that they're giving out. And then the other ones are caused by all the contaminants or the toxins that they're putting in the foods, packaged foods, and the processes that they use for manufacturing foods,
as well as
all the junk that's in the water, in the tap water.
You know, I have a friend. He has a very close friend who owns a funeral home, and he also embalms. And the guy says that we don't have to put near the amount of embalming fluid in people anymore because they're so toxic. That's comforting to know, isn't it?
But why don't they lower the price of a funeral then?
Yeah, right. Sure.
They make their profit in that.
That's right. So, you know, with our products, it's all preventive. We have what we call Immunite. That's got 77 trace minerals in it. It's a liquid. And then we have our first line defense capsules. We have a multivitamin. But we also just put together, I put a package together of 3 items that are absolutely outstanding. These are manufactured, what we call Bob Barefoot's Best. It's Coral Calcium, it's Oxy Supreme, and it's Vitamin D. And do you know that almost everybody is Vitamin D deficient? And how Vitamin D can help prevent cancer, breast cancer, all these other terrible diseases. All the research has been done, and it's been a proven fact that it can do that, and it does do it. But what do doctors tell you? Stay out of the sun. You know, stay away.
Yeah,
stay
the
out
sun
of the
is,
sun. Don't,
the know, sun don't is a free sun. Source of vitamin D too.
Pardon me.
Absorb.
Yeah, the sun is
a free source
of vitamin D. Sure it is. Of course. But, you know, we're told, stay out of the sun. Well, just give you a little bit of a little statistic here, the U.S. cancer deaths for an example. This source is from the American Cancer Society. In 1970, there were 320,000 deaths. In 1990, there was 514,000 deaths. And that was in 1990. It's far surpassed that now. It's now the number one killer in the United States is cancer. Now, why is it getting worse? Because our immune systems are going down to nothing. And that's what's happening. Because when you drink, for an example, I'd like people to take their toothpaste for an example. If you have toothpaste and you have fluoride in the toothpaste, I ask you after this show, go grab your toothpaste, read the back of it, and if it says, if you ingest too much toothpaste, go to the first poison center, the closest poison center, because it's got fluoride in it, and fluoride is poison.
Yeah, so fluoride is a byproduct of the aluminum manufacturing process.
And if you ever saw them process fluoride, they're in a full-body spacesuit, so they don't touch it. And we ingest it through toothpaste and through our water. Oh, they say, well, there's so little of it that it doesn't matter. Well, if you keep drinking enough of it, it will matter. I guarantee it. We see our health deteriorate. You just go back and look at statistics when fluoride was being put in the water, and then look at our health statistics from that point on.
I was going to say, I've been in restaurants where I've seen people order bottled water, you know, in some high-end restaurants,
uh-huh.
And they request a glass of ice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think they make that ice from?
That's right, from tap water. That's right.
so they ingest it anyway, you know.
That's right. And even through your shower, you know, you take a shower every day, you're ingesting it through your pores. I mean, it's coming through the pores of your skin. You know,
and they make chlorine too.
I mean, they've made it very difficult to avoid things, especially if you're not knowledgeable about what's going on. Statistics speak for themselves. I mean, here's what most Americans spend their money on. Listen to this now. 90% of the money Americans spend on food is for processed food. 90%. 90%. The number one source of calories is sugar and soda. For any of you who drink soda pop, whether it's diet pop, which is the worst stuff you can ever drink, or regular pop, an average person consumes 56 gallons of soda a year, 150 hamburgers, and 200 orders of French fries. Okay? That's an average person. Now, some obviously do more, some obviously do less. But when you take a soda pop, there's 9 teaspoons of sugar in that pop, in that little 16-ounce can. There's 9, you take 9 teaspoons and put them in a 16, take a cup of coffee and put 9 teaspoons of sugar in there and see how it tastes. And every time you take sugar, it depletes your immune system more and more and more and more. So, you know, it's very important. So what we did is, for your show, Don, I put a package together that I think people will like, and I'd like to be able to tell them about that, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I have 3 products here. I have we're featuring Bob's Best Coral Calcium. We're featuring vitamin D, Bob Barefoot's vitamin D, and Bob's Best Oxy Supreme. Now, let me tell you about Bob Barefoot. People are saying, well, who the heck is this guy, Bob Barefoot? Well, first of all, Bob Barefoot has written about 4 books. His latest book is The Disease Conspiracy, the FDA Suppressions of Cures. He's a phenomenal researcher, and in this book, it talks about these products, and it talks about, and it gives you every reference of research that you can possibly ask for, and he tells you why these things are, how effective they are, and how they'll help you and what they'll do for you. So what I've done, Don, is I made it where I put these three packages together, and I put a price on it of $79.95 for all three bottles and the book. So plus shipping. So for $89.95, they get the three bottles. They get the Coral Calcium, Bob's Best. They get the Oxy Supreme. And they get the vitamin D. And they get the book, The Disease Conspiracy. Now, this is over $48 savings. But I wanted to do that for your show because it's the first time we're kind of kicking it off. And I know you've had me, you got me on here, and I want to thank you for that. And I want the people to benefit. And I want your listeners to benefit. And if you don't believe me, go do your own research. And if you purchase this product, I will tell you, you will be a customer for of us for life.
Well, I know, Todd, before we give out your information again for those that missed it the first time around, I know Bob Barefoot's work with this Coral Calcium, and I know that it's the highest rated form of Coral Calcium in the world.
Yeah,
and also, I know the amount of research that he did. He did genealogical research on the people that were living the longest, and he went to various remote places on the earth, and he found that the people that were living the longest were consuming this Coral Calcium regularly in their diet.
That's right. And this Bob's Best Coral Calcium comes from Okinawa, Japan. And that's one of the places on earth where they live the longest. They not only live longer, but they're healthier. I mean, they have, when they're in their late 90s and stuff, they can do things that 45 people can do. And this is proven. This is not a fantasy. When you get the book, he explains that and tells you where to go research that. No, there's no reason to be sick. There's no reason to die of cancer. There's no reason to have diabetes. And there's no reason to have all these other metabolic diseases. The reason is because your people are uninformed. People are being poisoned, and they have to believe it because they definitely are being poisoned. And let me tell you a little story. There was a show. This show was 2020, for those of you who remember that show. I don't even know if it's still on because we never really watched TV. But they had an experiment. They took four families. They took the mothers, and they went shopping with the mothers. And when the lady of the household went and bought, it was on produce. Any produce they bought, if she picked a pile of grapes, they picked a pile of grapes. The only difference is she took those grapes home and ate them. They took their grapes and took them to the lab. And they were appalled. I mean, just grapes alone was over 12 different pesticides in a grape. I mean,
one grape.
So they know that people are not getting the proper nourishment. That's why it's very important to try to go to your local places, or try and find places where people, you know, little farms and stuff. Or like, for an example, where we live in Kentucky, so we get all our eggs, our milk, our meats, and our pork is all raised from farms without the hormones and all of the chemicals. We have our own garden, so things grow quite well out here in Kentucky. So we have our own garden. Now everybody can't do that, but you can go to stores and eat organic, and you can watch the type of meat you purchase and so on and so forth. Talk to your butchers, talk to the grocer, people who own the grocery stores, and demand it, and you'll get it. Believe me, because this is absolute nonsense for people to be as sick as they are. Like one of our doctors said, the problem with the American people, they don't know what it even feel. They don't even know what it's like to feel good anymore. And you all know, I mean, and why is this happening? Why are the drug companies doing this? Let me just give you a couple of figures here on why the drug companies are doing it. Have any of you heard of Celebrex? I'm sure you've all heard of Celebrex. And this is a these figures come from the budget analysis of the U.S. Department of Commerce. And here, Celebrex, for an example, 100 tablets. Cost of ingredients is 60 cents. Customer price, $130.27. That's what they charge your insurance companies and yourself. Lipitor, we've all heard of Lipitor, haven't we? 100 tablets, cost of ingredients, $5.80. Cost is $272.37. 4,696% markup. Okay? Zocor. Okay, we've all heard of Zocor. It's advertised considerably on the television. 40 milligrams, cost of ingredients, $8.63, customer price, $350.27, a 4,059% increase. Now, the Zoloft, 50 milligrams, $1.75, customer price, $206.87. I mean, and we can go on and on and on. It's terrible. I mean, they're the most powerful lobbyists in Washington, and they make more money than countries. I mean, it's unbelievable. And you know that all the drugs the Americans consume, 80% of the pharmaceutical drugs, the prescription drugs in the world.
So, yes. Now, Todd, you referred to sugar as well, I wanted to come back to that.
Sure, go ahead.
I'll mention to people, they'll ask me, you know, sometimes we're just in a one-on-one conversation about losing weight, and I'll tell them, you know, if you're consuming carbohydrates, if you're eating starchy foods like potatoes or rice or noodles, and then you follow it up with some kind of a very sweet dessert, and you do this on a regular basis, your body retains the sugar as it stores it as fat. It can't process the sugar, especially when it's refined sugar. Now, I've talked to some people that will tell me, oh, well, I eat desserts, but I avoid the use of sugar. I use, and they'll name a particular brand name like NutraSweet or Splenda or, you know, one of those brand name artificial sweeteners.
Mm-hmm.
And the common name for those is aspartame. And aspartame was developed as a rat poison.
That's right.
So they're actually ingesting a rat poison
as
a replacement for a sugar that would store in the body as a fat.
That's exactly correct.
You know, we're trying also to awaken people to the fact, not to create fear, but to tell them this is what you're doing, and because you haven't done the research and investigated what you're consuming, this is what you're doing to your body. Now, if it kills a rat, if it was designed to kill a rat, what's it going to do over a period of time to the average person?
That's right, and there's a lot of people that just take diet stuff with aspartame in it. I mean, they won't eat anything unless it's sugar free, full of aspartame.
And the person who's made the most money, according to what research is out there right now, from aspartame is our former Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld.
Oh, yes, they wanted to ban that. The story goes that they were not going to allow that on the marketplace because it is poison. But Donald Rumsfeld and his boys, you know, pushed it all through, and he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars because of it. So who suffers? Our children. Our the American public, our elderly. I mean, it's just one thing after another. It almost sounds unbelievable, but it's true. And like I said, if people call, we'll send them a little packet to tell them where to go research all this stuff. Don't believe a word we're saying. Take the initiative and do it on your own. Do it for yourself, for your children, and for your children's children, and for generations to come. Because if we don't, we already are the sickest nation in the free world. Pretty soon we'll be the the sickest people in the world. So
yes.
You have to take charge and you have to do a little research. But in taking the products, the proper products, you can help prevent a lot of this stuff. You don't have to be sick. I haven't had a cold in so long, I don't even know what it's like. Go ahead.
Well, I was gonna give out your phone number. Your 800 number is 1-800-933-2565. Again, that's 1-800-933-2565. And you suggest they call between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, correct?
Yes. And if they call and mention your show, we will give them the Coral Calcium, Bob's Best Supreme, the Oxy Supreme, and the Vitamin D, and the book for free for $89.95. And that's a savings of over $40-some. So I want to make it as easy as I can, because I know once you purchase the product, you'll stay on the product, because you're going to see and feel the results. And that's what it's all about. It's all about results. And it's all about getting on the right path. I mean, we're the most obese people in the nation. And why? Why are we so obese? It's not, you know, other countries have TV, they have computers, they have this, they have that. But we're so obese. I mean, I go to functions where, public functions, where you see all kinds of people, whether you go to a fair or whether you go wherever out in public where there's a lot of people, and you see a lot of obese people. I can walk up and down the aisle, walk up and down the street, and look at these people and tell you that this one's sick, that one's sick, this one's sick. That their hair has no shine, their skin is gray, or they're very dull, they're very docile. They're not getting any nourishment. They're tired. Come 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they're exhausted. They can't move. That's why our Oxy Supreme really gives them a boost. And Dr. Warburg, who did tons of research on this, this isn't just an idle statement. Dr. Warburg, who won a Nobel Prize, he discovered oxygen transferring enzymes into the cells. So you get more energy. Your cells are being nourished, because if your body has a lot of oxygen, you can't get sick. You see, because the bacteria and the viruses can't live in oxygen. But we are so oxygen deficient, as well as, for example, water. Your body cries for water. 75% of the American people are dehydrated. Well, don't we make millions of cells, you know, are producing all the time? Well, if you don't flush your system out and hydrate those cells, what happens? So, I mean, it's simple, and you don't have to change your whole world to be healthy. You just don't. So I think it's important.
You know, you had mentioned in the few remaining minutes, we've got about 2 minutes left here, Todd. You mentioned vitamin D deficiency, and I went through the list that Bob Barefoot had on his website. That Gregory Plotnikoff, M.D. from the University of Minnesota Medical School, the Mayo Clinic, actually compiled. Mm-hmm. And he lists things from alcohol. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but what jumps out is alcoholism, anxiety, arthritis, autoimmune diseases, birth defects, bone diseases, bone pain, burning in the mouth, cancer, joint pain, intestinal irritability, insomnia. I mean, he touches on some major diseases and what we see as the common ailments of society.
And
really, if all of us by a vitamin D deficiency, the folks owe it to themselves to start, you know, taking control.
That's right.
Themselves.
Taking control, because, you know, I can't put food in your mouth. No, you know, I hear people say, well, I'm heavy. I don't know why I'm so heavy. Well, I've never seen anybody that went up and shoved food in their mouth. They put it in themselves. Well, It's the same thing with being healthy all the way around. It's the same thing. If you get the proper nutrition, your body doesn't need all that sugar, because basically most obese people, even they say, well, I don't eat sugar, I don't eat sweets. But their body is so deficient that their body is craving everything, and that's why they're eating. They never get satisfied. They're always hungry.
Todd, we're about out of time. I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight on Evident Footprints, and we're going to have you back again, and maybe we'll get Donna to come on board next time, too.
Okay. Great.
And I want to encourage the people, call Todd Metallo, call LaMetco International, first thing in the morning, call 1-800-933-2565, and they'll spend the time talking to you. Anything that you want to follow up on, they've got material that they will send out to you. They've got a great deal going on with this new combination of products, so by all means, check it out. And Todd, thank you very much for coming here, and I hope to have you back again soon.
Thank you, Don, and thank you for having me, and good luck with your show.
Thank you very much. And folks out there, thank you for tuning in tonight. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow evening when my special guest will be Ken Adachi. In the meantime, good night, peace, love, and light.